And now this morning, we'll get a chance to speak with Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks joining us on the phone here this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. Appreciate taking the time out. And it,
well, we certainly have some wintry weather coming up over the next few days, so quite a bit to talk about today.
Yeah, certainly. Well, somebody turned on the deep freezer, left the door open here this morning. We're at 4 below here at the KJN studios right now. Obviously, a much colder air starting to usher itself in as well.
That's right. Some cold air moving in behind this latest system that brought a little bit of a freezing drizzle to the area late Tuesday night and early today. Really not too many days been below zero so far this winter, especially in the southern half of Iowa. You know, looking back to December 1st, which is climatologically the beginning of winter, temperatures have been running 5, 6, 7 degrees above normal in quite a bit of Iowa, and sub-zero lows have been pretty rare, as I mentioned. But certainly a cold morning this morning with readings around zero in the southern part of the state and down around 10 or 12 below in some northwestern counties early today.
Well, and it sounds like that's going to kind of be just a touch up and down here, maybe get just a little bit warmer again here this afternoon, but then get cold once again here by the time we're done with the weekend.
Right. Some southerly winds will return to the area tonight and tomorrow ahead of this next system. You know, southerly winds bringing some moisture northward, and that's going to trigger precipitation across quite a bit of the Midwest later tonight into Friday night, and then some cold air moving in behind that. We may get up close to freezing later tomorrow with those southerly winds, actually strong southerly winds, but it does look like temperatures drop back below normal later this weekend and early next week. The coldest weather, probably not long lasting though. I think temperatures will start to moderate again after about the middle of next week.
All right, well, at least that's an upside to that part of the equation. But certainly I know a lot of folks have probably been talking here over the winter so far that, well, for the most part, we've been pretty lucky. We haven't had those rounds of precipitation here so far. Not a lot of snowfall here on our area, but certainly sounds like here starting tomorrow we're going to see that change a little bit.
Right, kind of zeroing in on the next 24 to 36 hours, as I mentioned. Storm system developing over the southern plains and lifting out to the north, and that will bring some warm air northward, cause quite a bit of precipitation. This will likely begin after midnight, 2 or 3 in the morning here in the Atlantic area. Initially, it should be all snow into the morning hours on Friday. I think we could see at least 2 to 4 inches of snow into the afternoon, but with that warmer air pushing northward and this cold air trapped at the surface, it's likely we're going to see this precipitation changing to some sleet, some freezing rain, maybe even a little bit of rain during the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. So we may have a situation where we have several inches of snow across Iowa and then a little bit of sleet and freezing rain on top of that. I think that the heaviest precipitation would probably end later tomorrow here in the Atlantic area, and then some light precipitation continuing into early Saturday. But certainly travel conditions to the south and to the southwest of Atlantic will deteriorate tonight, and that trend will spread farther north and northeast on into Friday and Friday night.
So I guess as of right now, kind of looking like maybe later on by Saturday, that's when they have a chance to get things to start to improve out there a little bit.
Right. I think the precipitation generally diminishes later tomorrow and tomorrow evening. There may be a little bit of light snow on the backside of this storm on Saturday as the colder air returns. But I think the period of heaviest precipitation here in Atlantic, probably 4 or 5 in the morning tomorrow until mid to late afternoon, and the second part of that precipitation, again, could be some sleet and ice accumulation. What falls tomorrow night into Saturday will be lighter, and then windy, colder conditions make a return after this system. We'll notice the strong northwesterly winds returning on Saturday, dropping temperatures again. I think Sunday and Monday will be the coldest days with some single numbers and teens for highs across the state. But it does look drier for the second half of the weekend and early next week. And again, the center of the coldest there probably moving east of Iowa mid to late next week. So we should start to see temperatures moderate again after a few more cold days the first part of the week.
Well, and I guess the way you described how this system's kind of setting up may be a little bit unique and different from what you would normally expect. Typically, we think about some of that mixed precipitation kicking off a storm system and then the snow coming in on top of that. Going to be kind of the other way around this time.
It will. It's a little bit uncommon, but I think the fact that we've had this cold air move in over us last night and today, and it's hard to erode that cold air away from near the ground, and the warmer air comes in aloft, and that's what causes that sleet and freezing rain to occur. And it certainly looks like that quite a few areas could have a period of that before the precipitation diminishes. So again, traveling just about any direction from Atlantic later tonight through tomorrow evening likely encounters some snow-covered, some ice-covered roads, and then improving conditions gradually through the weekend as the system, you know, lifts farther on to the north and east.
Yeah, obviously we'll start to see some of those changes in area events, I'm sure, rolling in here in the next couple of days. Dan, yesterday issuance first came out as a winter storm watch and then shifted over to the winter weather advisory. I know you're not directly with the National Weather Service, but you understand how these things progress. So what causes the change in the issuance of those advisories?
You know, I'm not sure exactly what resulted in that change. Now, a winter storm watch, of course, is an anticipation of winter weather. The winter weather advisory is an actual expectation of those occurrences. It's kind of like a tornado watch versus a tornado warning. The watch is kind of an advisory that things could potentially happen, and then as you get closer to the event, they issue a more immediate advisory, and that's what's in effect right now for quite a bit of Iowa. You know, as things progress, it wouldn't surprise me if we do see some winter storm warnings come out later today for parts of Iowa, just seeing how things shape up, because I think that even though it's not going to be a real heavy snow event, I think the potential impact on travel late tonight and tomorrow could be fairly widespread across, you know, Iowa and most of the bordering areas.
Yeah, and I guess that's the other part of it, too, where we're seeing this kind of affect the entire state. Everywhere is expected to get a little bit of something, and it sounds like maybe north central, the potential for quite a bit more snow there.
Right. The farther north you go, the longer the precipitation will stay in the form of all snow before it would change over. So I think certainly the northern half of Iowa, eastern South Dakota, southern Minnesota, over into Wisconsin, that's probably where you're going to see the heaviest snowfall, maybe as much as 6 to 10 inches before it diminishes and changes over to a mix. You know, the farther south you go, snowfall will be a bit lighter, but maybe a little greater potential for some sleet and ice accumulation as you work your way down into parts of northern Missouri and northern Kansas.
Well, and as we talked about before, it's maybe been kind of on the lighter side of getting any precipitation here up until this point here in our area. Are you kind of seeing anything trend-wise that you're looking at here the rest of the winter season?
Well, I think that the way things are shaping up, I think we're going to see these kind of up-and-down wide swings in temperatures. You know, as I mentioned, roughly we're at the halfway point of climatological winter, and it's certainly been warmer than normal after a fairly cold finish to fall. I do think that we're going to see more frequent colder conditions, you know, for the remainder of the winter, but probably not long-lasting below normal temperatures, maybe more variable, averaging closer to normal. You know, as far as precipitation goes, I don't see anything highly unusual. It looks like we're going to have several dry days after this weekend system moves out, and perhaps toward the end of next week, another system that could bring a mix of precipitation back into the Midwest. So, you know, not really setting into a strong trend any direction from normal, but kind of variable conditions across Iowa.
Well, again, with this system coming in here for starting, it sounds like very early then tomorrow for folks here in our immediate area, Cass County. Again, what kind of we expecting as far as accumulations and those types of things?
Well, right now I'm thinking of probably about 2 to 4 inches of snow, and most of the snow would probably fall, let's say after maybe 3 a.m. Friday through the morning, and then potentially some sleet and freezing rain causing a little ice accumulation on top of that into the afternoon, and then the entire area of precipitation tends to diminish late tomorrow and tomorrow evening, maybe finishing as a little light snow on Saturday as the cold air comes in. But But the heaviest precipitation falling, you know, prior to dawn tomorrow, probably through the early afternoon hours.
All right, so definitely travel impacted throughout the day on Friday, and then potentially maybe lingering over a little bit into to Saturday morning for sure. Dan, we appreciate you taking some time here this morning to give us a heads up, and I guess good luck following along here.
You're welcome, Chris.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Dan Hicks with Freeze Notice Meteorology. You bring us our weather forecast each day here on KJN. We appreciate Dan's time to talk about what's going on with that system that's ushering itself in here early tomorrow morning in the Nishna Valley.